founded in Bangalore in 1981, starting with connecting rods for two-wheeler engines. It became a leading supplier of precision forged parts to Bajaj, Hero, TVS, Honda, Maruti, BMW, and more. From 2022, it diversified into EV components and then aerospace and defense forgings. By financial year 2025, revenue topped rupees 3,000 crore, with EV and aerospace becoming meaningful lines and an order book above rupees 4,000 crore. 1981, founded in Bangalore as a precision auto components maker, its first product connecting rods for two-wheeler engines. 1995, it becomes a leading Indian supplier of precision forged components for two-wheelers, passenger and commercial vehicles. 2010, its customer roster expands to Bajaj, Royal Enfield, Hero, TVS, Honda, Maruti, Stellantis, Renault and BMW. September 2021, Sansera lists at rupees 744. 2022, diversification into EV components begins with tech-led parts for electric two and three-wheelers. 2023, aerospace and defense components are added, easing the concentration in internal combustion parts. 2024, EV component revenue scales and new facilities at Pune and Coimbatore are commissioned. Financial year 2025, revenue tops rupees 3,000 crore, with EV components and aerospace becoming meaningful lines and an order book above rupees 4,000 crore. 2025, aerospace forging for global commercial and defense aircraft begins, with EV components and aerospace flagged as the primary growth verticals. 2026, three engines compound together, internal combustion parts throw off cash, EV components scale, and aerospace forging adds high-margin defense and commercial customers. Sansera made the boring parts inside nearly every Indian two-wheeler. The EV transition was supposed to threaten that business. Instead, the same precision capability was redirected to make EV gearboxes, motor shafts and aerospace forgings. The same hands, the same tolerances, the next powertrain. Here is the journey, year by year. The pattern is the point Sansera made the parts inside every Indian two-wheeler, and the EV transition that was supposed to threaten that business instead became an opportunity. The same precision capability now makes EV gearboxes, motor shafts and aerospace forgings. The same hands and the same tolerances simply move to the next powertrain. This is general information, not investment advice.